The $2.2 billion CARES Act was broadly targeted to small businesses needing help to keep the lights on and retain employees. But under current SBA directives, businesses classed as agricultural enterprises are specifically excluded from applying. Bruce and Desiree Craven own and operate Backwater Farm on Puget Island in the Columbia River. They sell pasture-raised chickens and beef and supply fresh eggs to the Astoria Co-op, among other clients. Bruce Craven noted guidelines are not clear for which small operators qualify for assistance.
Small aquaculture can get SBA help, but small agriculture can't, and I don't quite see what the distinction is. You'd think that agriculture would come before aquaculture, since that weakens salmon stocks or whatever, but apparently not. So, I mean, yeah, that's why I'm just really skeptical of it all.
Area extension agents are working to assist those who do seek to apply. In an email to local officials, Rianne Perry from the Washington State Department of Agriculture said the USDA is still finalizing plans for their $9.5 billion allocated under the CARES Act and will get the information out as soon as possible. In a conference call with state agriculture officials on Wednesday, Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue said the USDA is working to ensure that farmers and ranchers are covered under the Paycheck Protection Program. He said this was always the intent, but SBA's statutory authority limitations are creating difficulties. For now, Backwater Farm is moving forward under its own steam.
Well, I keep the farm sort of going. I mean, you know, with whatever I've got, I'm still doing eggs and selling eggs. And, you know, there's a good point, you know, with eggs going to the co-op and stuff. I mean, they're anxious to get them, and my markets are still there for the moment. So my strategy has been to stock up. So I just bought 2 tons of chicken feed instead of 1 ton of chicken feed, and 500 egg cartons instead of 200 egg cartons. It's just doing stuff like that to try to give myself some resilience in the uncertainties ahead.
In an email Wednesday to extension agents, Nicole Lazama of the SBA field office said rules are evolving day to day and that farms should put in applications, particularly if they operate farm stores. In current guidelines, loans are capped at $10 million, but can include up to 8 weeks of the business's average monthly payroll costs from last year, plus an additional 25% for non-payroll costs. Seasonal and new businesses come under different calculations. Applications for Paycheck Protection Program assistance can be made through June 30th. In Southwest Washington, I'm Kathleen Morgane.